Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, Mike Spaulding and Jessica Ty.
Well, it's December, but it can feel a little bit like spring. The Brewers quite active today. If you haven't heard the news, Devin Williams no longer the Brewers closer. The team trading Williams to the New York Yankees for a pair of players and some cash. To break down all that news in the winter season for your Milwaukee Brewers, the Brewers Extra Innings host, Dom Cotroneo. Dom, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Devin Williams is out.
Mm-hmm. He gone.
Expected, not expected. I mean, the way the season ended wasn't awesome.
No.
Was this expected, I guess, for Williams to be on the move?
It wasn't expected because of the performance in the playoffs. It was expected because, hey, he's on an expiring contract. The Brewers traded Josh Hader with a little more than an expiring contract remaining. They've done this over the years. Corbin Burns last year with on an expiring contract. So let's make sure you get something in return for Devin Williams going to pitch elsewhere. And that's what the Brewers have had an MO of doing.
So what's the reaction that you're seeing? I mean, kind of immediate reaction from fans. I feel like there's some questions on this one.
There are a few questions just because it's like whiplash of, well, Willie's officially gone this week. We see him in Giants colors now. You get Devin traded and you're sitting here. It's like, okay, those are two massive pieces and we got to act like everything is normal. But I will say this, I thought the return was solid. I really do think that this is a good fit, just about right for both teams would be satisfied. The Yankees have clearly needed relief help and a closer for the last few seasons. The Brewers always need help in starting pitching, and that's Nestor Cortez, and a utility, stolen base, elite ball strike zone with Caleb Durbin. Like, that's a prototypical Brewer right there. And I think with all of that being said, there's no reason not to trust Matt Arnold in his track record of trades.
Well, sure. I felt like, and you mentioned Josh Hader when we started this, there was a lot of consternation about that one. So I don't know if it was the lasting image of Devin Williams in that Mets series or going back a few years in the broken hand or whatever. I don't know. We're from the same town in Missouri, so it sucks for me that he's gone. I used to love to say, we're from the same town or whatever, but it just felt like, I don't know, people were ready to move on. I don't know if you got that same vibe.
I think now Brewers fans, again, very educated, they understand the constraints that are on this team when it comes to market size and everything like that. So they understand they have to think like a general manager and like a front office and understand, yeah, it'd be great to have another year of Devin Williams, but totally understanding they can't let him walk and not get anything in return, because that's not how you get 6 out of the last 7 division titles. It's, you got to continue to churn and stay balanced and create more opportunities for the next players in your pipeline.
So why Nestor Cortez for only a year?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when it comes to Nestor, I think a change of scenery is really going to help Nestor. Injured in 2023, didn't have a great year in 2024. This dude was opening day starter, though, 2 years ago for the Yankees, and injuries, and he was a All-star 3 years ago. I mean, he came on the scene fast, but things kind of soured quickly in New York, especially last season. And when they went and signed Max Fried, clearly somebody was going to be the odd man out in that rotation and made him expendable. And the Brewers said, we always need innings and we'll go ahead and take him here.
So who needs to step up then on the back of that Brewers bullpen? I know they have arms like for days, but who do you think is going to take that role from Devin Williams?
There's no reason to believe it's not Trevor Megill right now. I mean, given he did it for the first 4 months of the season and did it glowingly and was fantastic in that role. The good news is he won't have to do it alone. He's got multiple opportunities of Abner Uribe returning to the team. You'll have even a guy like Nick Mears, I think, is a really key bullpen piece to remember. He was acquired via trade last year too, or Jared Koenig, and they've got minor leaguers on the way. So nonetheless, the Brewers are dealing from a position of depth as opposed to maybe another team dealing an all-star closer.
You ever seen Devin Williams without a beard?
It's going to be odd.
It's going to be odd, right?
And when he walked into spring training last year, without his dreads, we all did a double take and was like,
who's that?
You cut your dreads and obviously kept the beard. So now it's going to be a whole new look for Devin Williams.
Well, as always in Milwaukee, the Brewers roster is ever turning over. Devin Williams is headed to the Bronx in exchange for two players and your Milwaukee Brewers. Well, we got a couple months off, Tom, till spring training gets underway.
Couple months off, and the irony of all this, know who the Brewers opened the 2025 season against?
I'm going to have an educated guess and say the New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium.
There it is.
We're going to see a reunion real quick.
Right away. Dom Cotroneo, Brewers Extra Innings, host Brewers Extraordinaire. Thank you so much for the time this afternoon.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Dom.
Thank you. Thank you.